onward. So anyway, what I want to, you know, kind of finish with here is just to say that the gift that I've received here in OA is just wonderful. You know, the biggest gift for me really is the hope. You know, I talk about a lot of other things, but now I know that I don't have to suffer. I don't have to suffer anymore. There's something I can do about it. And, you know, by using the steps and working through the big book and, you know, taking advantage of all the things that this program has, all the tools and all the, you know, the fellowship, I can survive. And, you know, like I say, before I came into OA, I was not feeling that way. And, you know, I know that no matter how many times I might, in my mind, fail or do something wrong or, you know, slip or relapse or whatever it is I'm doing, I know there's always hope. Always. There's, I mean, it's given to me at this point that I will be able to do it. It just might not be comfortable along the way, but I can. I can get through it. So I guess that's my message for you at this point is, you know, if you're struggling or if things aren't going so well, it's just there's always hope. You just can't get away from that. And since, you know, for me, the spirituality part, this is a spiritual program, that's huge. And that's where a lot of that hope comes from. You know, I have faith that my higher power is going to lead me through and get me through whatever it is. So that's my story. I'm done. Now I guess we take questions and answers.
Yes.
You're probably going
to
say that.
We're moving to questions for the speaker. Please limit your questions to the speaker's share or how he or she works the steps to use the tools of recovery. We ask that you raise your hand and wait to ask your question until the speaker calls on you.
Go.
My name is Kathleen. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Kathleen.
I don't really have a question, Sherry. I just thought, what a great story. Thank you so much for being so honest and so willing to share your history, your story with us. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yes, go ahead.
I'm Marcy, compulsive overeater.
Hey, Marcy.
I don't have a question either, but I feel like I owe you gratitude because you were one of the first people that inspired me 2 years ago. And if you would have told the same story as you did 2 years ago, it would have been okay with me because it worked then.
Thank you. Hey, Carrie.
I was wondering, you talked at the end a little bit about your higher power and spirituality, and I'm just curious if you have had any evolution in that process. Like, is it different when you came in than now? Like, how does that look in your life?
Okay, so she's asking what the evolution of my spirituality is from before coming to OA until now. I'm remembering to repeat questions as best as I can. Yeah, you know, it's changed a ton. When I came into OA, I believed in God, but I didn't feel like I had any connection. So I wasn't, like, praying or doing anything like that. And actually, to me, that meant religion, and I was not going to go that way. You know, I'm not going to go to church, because I just had, like, a negative attitude towards religion. And so I've learned since then that that's not what it's about. For me, it's not about religion, it's about spirituality, and they're different. And so actually now I find myself going to church and loving every minute of it. I've gotten to the point now that I connect with my higher power every day, maybe not as much as I want to or think I should, but I do connect every day. I'm kind of on a roll now where I'm getting up a little earlier in the morning and doing some reading and some meditations and then spending time talking to my higher power. And then I remember sometimes when I'm struggling to turn to my higher power, and that's totally different than where I was before. Before it was just like, I'm struggling, it's all on me. And there's nobody to turn to, really. And so I would just not do that. But now it's like, it's more of a constant. It's becoming more and more and more. So, I take care of it. Okay. Yes.
Thank you, Sherry. I appreciate your story. I'm curious. Obviously, you've had a big physical transformation, and so those people in your non-OA life probably had questions, how to do it, what you do. Are you able to share with them your experience in program, or is that something you keep private? I'm curious.
Okay, so for me, you're wondering about whether or not I can share OA with other people because of my transformation. Actually, from early on, I was able to do that. You know, if people want to know, I'll tell them. You know, and it happened more with people not in my family than people in my family. People in my family, they kind of knew what I was doing, kind of, but thought it was a diet program. I mean, they don't really see the difference, even though I've kind of tried to explain. I've kind of stopped trying to explain it to them. I mean, if they really ask, I'll share. I'm not, like, hiding anything, but I'm waiting for them to ask. Other people outside of my family have asked, you know, like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? And then I'll say, well, I started going to OA, and it's great because it's not a diet, and it's something for my life, and it changes more than just the weight. And, you know, I give them a little synopsis, and then if they act like they need more or they want more, then I'll go there with them. And I've, you know, had some serious conversations with some people about it who felt that maybe that's what they had too. And so, you know, and I feel really good that I can do that. And whether they're ready to join right now or not, I don't know, but at least they're hearing that there is a possible solution to their problem. So I don't have a problem with telling people I'm in OA. I'll tell it to complete strangers at this point. So.
More questions? I'll ask one more.
Okay.
You go. Asked me this. I thought it was a really good question. Someone asked you, what is your greatest struggle today?
My greatest struggle today. It goes back to my double life. My greatest struggle is, you know, not being able to talk about all the things that I can talk about here with family and friends because they don't understand. So that is my definite greatest struggle. You know, the other one really was my chronic disorganization. You'd think out of all the things I have going on in my life that wouldn't be that big of a deal. That's been a pretty big deal. That's been the hardest one to overcome, I think, actually. I mean, they're all difficult, but, you know, maybe it's just because it's more current. That's what I'm working on now, and it seems difficult because it's still so fresh. But.
I'm Judy, a compulsive overeater, and thank you so much for sharing. And I apologize for coming in late and then for having to walk around over here because I'm hearing impaired and I couldn't catch what you were saying over here. But I probably share everything you share. You know, I mean, we're all a lot alike. But I'm especially struggling with this disorganization thing. Before, in my first 20 years of adulthood, I moved 30 times. And every time I moved, I threw away a lot of stuff. But in the last 20 years, I've stayed in the same place, and I'm being suffocated by all my collections and clutter and stuff. So, are you getting help with this, or how are
you
dealing with it?
Yeah, in a way, I guess I am. I work on it in therapy. I mean, we talk about it. I'm a kind of a self-starter, so I like to read books, and I start investigating on my own. My therapist loves it when I do this. I just will say, you know, what is wrong with me now? And off I go, you know, and I'm reading something. and there I am, you know. And so I started off reading a book on chronic disorganization because I knew it had to have a name. I knew I had a problem. I mean, my life is so unmanageable with this. I mean, it was like everything else looks good to the outside world, but this. I mean, if they were to see this, I would be so embarrassed. And so I'm like, okay, I need to deal with this. So I looked that up, and that led me to compulsive hoarding. And I found a book on compulsive hoarding. And the similarities are amazing. I will not say I'm a compulsive hoarder because I don't save, like, weird things, you know. And I don't have a hard time, like, parting with whatever it is. At least not at the moment. It's not like I'm crushed if I have to give away my plastic bags or, you know, whatever. Although that was one of my latest challenges was I was cleaning out the cupboard that had all the grocery bags, and I thought for fun I'd count them. 173 bags later. I'm like, well, you know what? I just put them away, and my brain says I'll get to it later. if I bring in something from out of the house, you know, I go shopping, I set it down, I'll get to it later. If I have anything I need to organize or deal with, I'll just do it later. Well, later never comes. And so, you know, when I'm closing doors and I'm not able to use rooms in my house, I'm like, this is serious. But I knew it was serious for a long time. I just wasn't ready and able to deal with it. Now I am. You know, I've come far enough with my other issues that I can start focusing on this one. There's no probably support groups for me. I don't know. Maybe there are, but I'm able to do it with therapy and then my own little gumption. So does that answer it for you?
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. I want your phone number.
Okay. I'll give it to you again. Because you, yeah.
I'm Joyce. I live with addiction. I don't have a question, Sherry, but I just have a comment. After listening to you tonight, you are a wonderful example of what I got out of what you talked about is your ability to take action. You talked about first of all, your food and then your money and then your spending and then your disorganization. But I admire you for your ability to take these things seriously and then hit them head on. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. I love how you see a problem and then you don't, today, you don't run from it, but you head straight into it. And I just kind of wondered, I guess I do kind of have a question, but I think that that's what, what do you attribute that to?
You know, it's interesting that you ask that. You're asking, why do I hit things head on? Why am I able to do that? I was not able to do that before coming to OA. I avoided everything before OA, and I didn't want to face anything. But now, I think it has a lot to do with my higher power. I mean, I can't leave that out. I mean, I feel like I have the support that I need to do it because of my higher power. Mm-hmm. I also have, you know, the support of my sponsor, who keeps reminding me that I take action. Because when she first started saying that, I'm like, I what? I didn't even know that I was. I mean, I don't know. And so she keeps reminding me that, you know, you're teachable. You're willing to try things. And so, you know, that's really carrying over into my sponsorees. I'm, you know, like, you got to be willing. I mean, you have to be willing to do the things you don't want to do. Because that's where the growth comes from. If you don't do those things, then you're not going to get anywhere. And so part of it is because I tried it and it worked. I mean, I experienced it. It felt good. I got something out of it, so then I can keep doing it. But yeah, action. Very important. Thanks.
Alrighty. You can turn off your recorder. We don't usually record the sharing. We will now open the meeting for sharing. We ask that you refrain from crosstalk.